Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll check in with Will Brinson coming up in just a few moments from CBS Sports. Joins us every Tuesday around this time. We'll talk some NFL with Will, see what's on his mind after KC takes care of Washington last night, 28-7 early on. It looks like Washington's going to cover that game. Like, nope. Second half, Chiefs did Chiefs things, and they end up running away with it, winning by 3 touchdowns. That game. But, you know, Sam was holding the Washington plus 13. CLV, once again, we're seeing that pop up a lot lately. You get it by a field goal just by betting it earlier in the week. And then the funny one from the weekend was Bears plus 6.5. No Lamar. Number moves down to 2.5, and we still get it. What are you writing down?
I'm writing down
the show.
Three numbers. Yeah, it's for this show, okay. Yes. So, see these numbers right here?
Yes.
Do you know what that is? Do you know what 21-3-2 is?
21-3-2. That has something to do with the favorites, I think, lately.
This would be your record if you just bet every favorite and over last week. 21-3-2. You finally got an under last night. That game stayed under. But yes, the favorites and the overs last week in the NFL, 21-3-2. I see Brinson just shaking his head. If only it were that simple, right? Just every favorite and every over. Pow!
What's up, Will?
What's up, guys? Sorry, I had an AirPods issue. Trying to find them, basically. I don't even know if I'm yelling through my computer or yelling through them. But yeah, I mean, like, unbelievable with these favorites. And I think it's probably just in terms of like the actual lines, like just in terms of the favorites hitting, I think there's a large portion of it might be kind of like market. We tend to see this during the middle-ish weeks of the season every year where there's sort of a correction. I think we talked about it last week. There's like 5 or 6 teams that are really freaking bad. And then 5 or 6 teams that are pretty, pretty good. And nobody's great, but you know, you get two of those teams, and one of them, Lamar, without the, you know, without his Ravens without Lamar, but you get these good teams coming off a bye, and it feels like they've been covering at a really high rate as well. And so what we're seeing now too is this week, you get just some of those matchups, and I think part of it too maybe that the NFL likes to front load the schedule with these better matchups. And then all of a sudden you get to weeks 7, 8, and 9 and you've got these, you know, good teams playing against bad teams, and the bad teams are getting bad breaks, whether it's injuries or whether you're the Saints having to put Tyler Shough in at quarterback. And all of a sudden you've just got a bunch of ugly games and a bunch of big numbers or a bunch of road chalk at you know, key numbers. And you have to decide, like, am I going to take the points with these stinky dogs or is this favorite trend going to continue in perpetuity? I tend to lean towards the former because we've just seen how that plays out over the course of a full season. Like, it's unlikely that favorites are going to keep covering at this rate.
The hot conversation this week already, which means it's probably too late because everybody's talking about it, is Jonathan Taylor for MVP.
Will it
ever happen? I'm like, no. Like, I respect everything he's done. He would have to set all sorts of records. You're too late. Like, 2 weeks ago, I know somebody that betted 150-1. Would I like to have that 150 in my pocket? Yeah, of course. We all would. But now it's down to 18-1. Even if he sets all sorts of records, is it just a no-go for you?
Yeah, I mean, it's just not going to happen. Like, I mean, I think that it is – well, one, I mean, can we have – like, what about Daniel Jones? Like, I mean, Jonathan Taylor's been on that team and played really well for a long time, but you add a good quarterback to the Colts and suddenly they're 7-1. Like, that's value, right? Can you have the MVP, the comeback player of the year? And I guess – Daniel Jones isn't technically eligible, but people will still vote for him. And the MVP and the coach of the year. Like, I mean, how are we going to put all these awards just on the Colts? Who, by the way, are 7-1, are awesome, but are probably not going to go, 16-1 over the course of the season. I think if I had a Jonathan Taylor MVP ticket, and this is where you'd like to, the nice thing about, and it depends on where you bet it too, by the way, like, the various online sports books all do different things in terms of cash outs. I did get it. Thank God. It's been bugging me. It's an absolute ninja move. Some sports books will do a good cash out for a ticket that you bet. If you put like 20, you put like 20 bucks on JT at 150-1, and he's now 20-1 to win MVP. Like, you're going to get – the algorithm's going to give you a decent cash out. And I think you can ride that for a few more weeks. But, look, the reality is you have at quarterback this year Patrick Mahomes, who, nobody's afraid to give him an MVP award. He's playing really well. He's only going to keep playing better because they're going to get healthy on the offensive line. He's got all his weapons at wide receiver. You have Drake May, who's making a push as a second-year player, who, like, without Drake May playing the way he's playing, the Pats are in the bottom five, right? Or maybe not bottom five, but they're, not nearly as good a team. You have Josh Allen, who can make a push at any point over a three-game stretch. You have Lamar Jackson, who's going to come back on a Ravens team that, is in the, in the middle of the pack in terms of the AFC and probably go win the division and remind everyone how valuable he is if he's healthy over the course of the season. And then, of course, you have, like, Matthew Stafford, and other guys out there. Like, Jordan Love was, like, 5-1, and the Packers looked really sharp on Sunday night. So, I mean, I get it. I understand the number. It's more about exposure, about where he sits. But this happens every single year. We have an offensive player who has an explosive season, and around week 8 or 9, we got to have the think piece conversation about whether a wide receiver or, a running back can win MVP. Do not bet Jonathan Taylor 14-1 to win MVP. You are throwing away your money because at the end of the day, the voters are almost certainly more than likely going to give it to a quarterback. And if last year wasn't proof when Saquon Barkley carried the Eagles to an incredible season with his incredible season, then I don't know what else could be. So, yeah, like if you bet it a few weeks ago, great CLV, maybe cash out in a couple of weeks if the steam keeps building up because the think pieces will come. But do not bet Jonathan Taylor 14-1 MVP.
Yeah, if you don't want to cash it out because those deals are never really all that fair to the consumer, you can go to a place like PropSwap and potentially sell it if you are inclined. I think getting out of it while you still can is a good idea. And we had to have the conversation yesterday because during the game, I'm watching him score his third touchdown, and I'm like, is this real? And then Joe and I talked it out yesterday, and we both decided we're not betting 20-1. This morning, it's 14-1, 16-1. So you're right. It is sort of a calculated think piece by a lot of people. But if I didn't want to bet 60, why would I bet 14?
16? You don't. You so just.
Well, I agree. I mean,
and you look, you're right. You're right about the cash outs being bad. But if we get to like, and I'm not saying like cash it out right now at 14-1, but if like, it's going to, like, he's going to have to score a hat trick of touchdowns, two or three more times to really get this discussion going. And the thing is, he looks incredible. Yeah, he looks incredible out there. The Colts are winning. He's a huge part of the reason the Colts are winning. But at the end of the day, he's just not going to win MVP unless he runs for like 2,500 yards and 30 and scores 35 touchdowns. And that, like, you know, I mean, like, that's something LaDainian Tomlinson did back in like 2006, right? Or the Adrian Peterson thing when he's the last guy to win it. You know, he dragged that team with no quarterback, you know, to the playoffs, you know, on that 2,000 yard season. So I think you really have to have something like that. And the Colts have a good coaching staff, a good defense. They have a good quarterback who is showing that he is also valuable. I just don't think it's going to happen.
It just Let's put a ribbon on this Taylor thing. It just feels unsustainable to keep putting up numbers like this. And the first game he has where he has 38 yards and no touchdowns, it's over. So that's sort of how Joe and I feel. Buffalo, Kansas City. Is there a bet to be made in this one this weekend?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, I'm going to back the Bills, and you know, I mean, like, Kansas City's the better team. Buffalo's at home. Buffalo's had their number in the regular season. Obviously, Kansas City's had their number. And by the way, just one more thing on Jonathan Taylor. If you look at the schedule, he hadn't played Houston yet. Houston has a really good defense.
Right.
He's probably not going to. So it's like, if you're going to get out of it before he's playing these, you know, a good defense twice in the final 5 weeks of the season. And if they bottle him up, then it's over, right? But yeah. So anyway, I mean, great game. I think it's one of those where if you're betting Buffalo and Kansas City, you know, I'll take the home team catching points because I think Buffalo showed us, and obviously Ed Oliver out indefinitely now, that's a huge blow. He could be back for the playoffs, but, you know, that's a big deal for them stopping the run, which they haven't really been able to do. And they just flexed on a bad Panthers team coming out of their bye. You know, I'll take the home team getting the points. But I think, you know, if you take some stand on this game where you're like, you have to bet the Bills or you have to bet the Chiefs, you know, it's probably going to come down to either Patrick Mahomes or Josh Allen having the ball down, you know, 2 points, 3 points, 4 points, and having to go score late in the game. And it's probably going to come down to one or two plays or a call from the officials. And so, like, if you're taking your stand – if you're taking like this is the game you have to bet. Now, don't get me wrong; it's a great game. You probably want to bet it, you know. But like, I don't think that you can be entirely confident that like an outcome in this game is 100% certain. I would back the Bills though because I think they looked really sharp. They had that little 2 week drought, but still a great team. They should be able to move the ball against Kansas City enough, and they're at home and they just had their number in the regular season.
With Will Brinson, CBS Sports, what about Thursday night? We got the Ravens coming off the bye. They mean business. They got rid of all the games. Oh, they're playing games with the injury report. It's not Lamar. It's going to be Huntley. They still get by the Bears with a victory. Yeah, we'll see where that story ends up going. But they've already said, Lamar, They're looking at Lamar starting on Thursday against Miami, laying 7.5 on the road. Miami, great performance against the Falcons, which shocked everybody, made me very mad with Survivor. A high total for a Thursday game, 50.5. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, like that's the dog that covers and wins outright is the freaking Dolphins against who can't stop anybody on the ground. And they do it against, like, they bottle up Bijan Robinson. Of course, like, that's what happened. Yeah. I don't think the Dolphins magically fixed their run defense. And the Ravens, you know, as good as the Falcons are on the ground, as explosive as Bijan is, like, Derrick Henry in prime time in a game where if you get Lamar back, the Ravens should be pretty juiced up looking – like. Could things have gone better for the Ravens in week eight? They get the Bengals to lose to the Jets, who put up 39 points. They get the Steelers at home in the Aaron Rodgers revenge game to lose to the Packers by, you know, letting Tucker Kraft run wild for 21 points and two scores in the fourth quarter. And they managed to beat the Bears without Lamar Jackson and all the scrutiny around them for the injury report. Now you get a short week. You get to go out there on Thursday, feed Derrick Henry the ball against one of the three worst run defenses in football and just, you know, let Lamar uncork a few passes. He doesn't need to use his legs. You can rest him if you get a big lead. And it's a Thursday game, so you're going to be even more rested for next week. And, I don't have the number in front of me, but I'm assuming that the Ravens are, like, minus 130 at worst to win the division. Like they're going to win this division. Unless Lamar is suffers another injury. Yeah.
They're minus 110 is the best price.
Yeah, I don't hate that price at all. Like you're just betting the Ravens to have Lamar for the rest of the season. If he's back and they held him out, they were careful with him. If he's back and they can win this game on Thursday with just Derrick Henry, and then they can rest Lamar for an extra 10 days. If they win Tyler Huntley in this game, I wouldn't even blame them. If they go Tyler Huntley, the line will come below 7.5. But, yeah, I would probably back the Ravens here, even though it's a huge number on the road against a team that just pulled off a massive upset.
All right, we've got a minute left. I know there's one NFL team that you follow a little bit closer than the others. Is there any one quarterback that you think was worse than everybody else with all the backups this weekend?
Oh, you meant the Panthers, not the Rams.
Yeah, I did. You showing the Rams.
Yeah.
Rams, we know you love the Rams.
Rams. I'm a Rams fan. I'm a Matthew Stafford fan. After Philip.
So you just ignore Andy Dalton and your Carolina Panthers?
No, I mean, I don't see how you bring back Bryce Young this week on a, off a high ankle sprain and expect him to play against Micah Parsons. But, you know, you got to try out Andy Dalton, who clearly is a downgrade from Bryce Young at full health. This is a game where, the total to me is the bet. And I know I said bet the Bills and the Panthers under last week. That should have gotten there. Buffalo didn't need to score 40 points. The Panthers, you know, 9. I'll take the under in this spot. I think the Packers smother the Panthers and get out of here with a, 23-7 win.
Will Brinson, CBS Sports. Thank you, Will. Talk next Tuesday, all right?
All right, boys. See you next week.
He's swatting away. Swatting. World Series Game 4 next. Joe O, Sammy P, Bet Sweats.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver,
Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.